As investigators collect evidence from that cargo ship that plowed into Baltimore's Key Bridge that caused its sudden collapse, in the waters below, divers pick through twisted metal. They've been searching for the remains of six construction workers who plunged into the harbor and perished. Now there's word that in the icy waters around the now flattened, mangled bridge, divers find the first two victims. Maryland Superintendent of State Police Colonel Roland Butler Jr. says they were trapped inside a red pickup truck.
Shortly before 10 a.m., divers located a red pickup truck submerged in approximately 25 feet of water in the area of the middle span of the bridge.
But now authorities say divers are no longer able to safely navigate around all of the twisted debris, and that a search and recovery will pivot once again into a salvage operation. A father of three from El Salvador identified as one of the missing, as has a father of two from Honduras, both of whom had lived in the U.S. for nearly 20 years. Two Guatemalans are among those unaccounted for, and some of those missing are Mexican nationals. With the debris from the bridge where it is, the port of Baltimore is effectively closed to shipping vessels. There are now more than 10 ships, including the Dolly cargo vessel that stuck inside the port, including bulk carriers, cargo ships, and oil chemical tankers. On CBS Morning, Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg expects a long-range economic impact for the Port of Baltimore.
It took about 5 years to build this bridge, but the president has been clear that this entire administration will move heaven and earth, and obviously that means we'll move concrete and steel to get this thing up as quickly as humanly possible. He also wants to make sure that funding is no obstacle to getting that done.
The Port of Baltimore is the largest facility for importing vehicles and sugar in the U.S. It also does significant exporting of coal, farm equipment, and U.S.-made cars and trucks. Khalid Bosalem, a professor of civil and environmental engineering at the University of California, Berkeley, talks about the steps needed prior to reconstruction of that bridge.
This bridge was built in the 70s. Landscape was very different. Type of vessels that crossed this important channel was different. So a new system to be reconstructed has to take that into consideration.
NTSB officials, including NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy, are expected to provide another update this evening. It's leading the investigation into what led to the cargo vessel Dolly's collision into the Key Bridge, having lost power and steering, causing the bridge to collapse within seconds.